Zakta el gemishta vayta mesachtes kalim perik tes zayin mishna zayin hamalkoit shel bakar. This is a blindfold that we put over the eyes of the cow because we don't want it to get distracted. You want this cow to go round and around and thresh the tefua. The cow walks on the tefua. So you remember also one of the lametes malacha is dash, steps on it, the hard shell breaks off. Cows get distracted. He's going to see a little boy making funny faces. He'll walk off. He'll see a squirrel chase a rabbit. He's going to leave. He won't concentrate on what he's doing. So you want to blindfold him. Or muzzle him. You want to muzzle the cow so he shouldn't eat. I want him to prepare the tefuah, not eat it up. A flat leather strip. This is put under a beehive. Then he would light it. He would light something unpleasant over there, like the dung of the animals. The bees are going to say, oops, we're leaving. Don't run away, and now the person taking care of the beehive can get a hold of the honey. So Medav is like from the Lashon, there's a Pasuk in Tillim, Titfenu Ruach. That's in Kapitel Aleph, Pasuk Dalet. Pasuk says, whatever the tzaddik does, is matzliach. It survives. Loichin harashayim, kim kamaitz, they're like the shell of the tfuah, Titfenu Ruach, the wind blows it away. V'haminafa, minafa is a fan. It's a hand fan. You shake back and forth with your hand. Was made out of leather. In all these cases, like the Mishnah of Elu Tehoirin, they can't become tummy because they're flat and they don't have a base kibble. Some use the Lashon that doesn't have a tzur of a keli. That's why it's not makabel tumah. But before we go weiter, let me ask you something. They put a muzzle onto the shar or onto the par. Are you allowed to do that? Isn't there a pasuk in the Torah in Parshas Ki Seitze? Loisachsim shar bedisha. You're not allowed to muzzle a shar? When it's threshing, you can't prevent the animal from eating the food? So what does this mean we put a muzzle on? You're not allowed to put a muzzle on. So the Tveres Yisrael says, Enochanami, normally you would not be allowed to. But in this case, this particular tefuah that the parah is threshing wouldn't be good for it. It would be harmful if the parah ate it. And if it's for the benefit of the cow, then you're allowed to muzzle it. And that's what it's talking about. Or if it's tefuah of truma, says the Tveres Yisrael, which... if the cow doesn't belong to a kohen, he's not allowed to eat it. There are various different tirutzim. But it's important to remember what the Pais can point out over here, that Stam is not allowed to muzzle the behem. Weiter sagt der Mishnah. Now we're going to see a list of chafetzim. Most of them are not makabel tumah for a variety of different reasons. First, we're going to talk about two types of covers. Kisui shel kufsa. This is a cover of a kufsa, a jewelry box. Sagt der Mishnah tumah. It's roi lekabel tumah. Even though normally a cover is not roi lekabel tumah. But because this cover of the jewelry box somehow always is together with the jewelry box, you don't leave the jewelry box open, so it's like a chelik of it, and therefore it's mekabel tumah, just like the box itself is mekabel tumah. That's how the Mefarshim explained it over here. Vayter zok the Mishnah kisui kamtara, the cover of the kamtara. Kamtara is a chest that's used to safeguard clothing. Tar. Here the cover is tar. It's not roi lekabel tumah. And that's because you only keep the cover of the kamtara, the cover of this clothes chest on, when there are clothes inside, not when it's empty. And memela, it's not considered a chelik of it. Rather, it's stam a cover, which is not makabel tumah. Vayter zok the Mishnah kisui teva, the cover of a regular chest, kisui teni, the cover of a woven basket. Remember, teni from before, not the first time we have it. V'yamachpe shel charesh, the woodworkers. Machpesh. What's a machpesh? When the carpenter has to straighten out a piece of wood, he has special heavy boards, and he would use them to press down the wood and keep it straight. You ever been by a bata macher? You see sometimes they have like such a machine. Straighten out the bias. It's like a press. Wood on both sides, and you pressure it tight, and you keep it long enough till it becomes straight. Vaitava kesa shetachas atavit, leather cushion placed under a wooden chest. That's to prevent it from rotting from the moisture of the ground. Via kimroin shalah. This is a kind of an umbrella, a tent-like umbrella, that they set up over the chest to protect it from the rain. Okay, so why are these things tar? The kisui tev and the kisui tani is similar to the kisui of the kamtara. Being that it's only used when the keli is full, not when it's empty, so it's not considered part of the keli. The carpenter's press is only used b'shas malacha. We're going to see later, at the end of the Mishnah, why that's the reason that it's tar. The angelin shell safer. This is pashut a leather safer holder. They put the safer into it. Remember, this form was like a megillah. Mefarshim explained it wasn't totally closed, so therefore didn't have a din of a base kibble, because we're soon going to see that it's tar. Vaitra's like the Mishnah, base haneger, base hamanel, u base hamezuzah. These are leather cases of the following: door bolts, locks, and mezuzahs. Door bolt was like a pole they had. Went into the ground, went up against the wall, it was inserted into a lock in the door. So there was a special holder for this pole. Beis Hamanel was a holder for the lock itself, and then there was a holder for the mezuzah. The holder for the mezuzah was mamish a metal tube. So things that are connected to the door or are used on the ground, they're not makabel tumah because they're connected to the ground. Which is, of course, true for the locks and is true for the mezuzah. It's also considered connected to the doorpost. And that's why it's not makabel tumah. Some say the reason these kalim that the lock goes into, the pole goes into, is not makabel tumah is because they're only made to use when you kind of put it in storage. When you're actually using the lock, the cover is not on it. Now, of course, the mezuzah holder stays. But over there, it's because it's connected to the wall. Vayitra says in Mishnah, v'sik nevalin v'sik kinoiris. This is a case for that musical instrument called a novel, which we discussed earlier. Kinar, according to most, is a harp. Now, these aren't cases. Usually when we think about a violin case, let's say, it's made to carry the violin. They didn't carry it in these things. They were put inside and it protected it. In order for something made from a kabel tuma, we learn, as we discussed earlier, it has to be metal tel mole v'reikon. It has to be something that I use to carry it around both when it's empty and when it's full. That wasn't done. Vayitra says the Mishnah, v'ho emum shel goidlei mitznafais. Emum is a wooden head-shaped form. And when you make a turban, you use this. You make the turban on this. Mitznafais is the turban, like the mitznafais of the kayan. We're going to see it's tar, it's not makabel tuma, it's not a clay kibble. And you don't always use it with the turban. It's only when you fix the turban. So therefore, it's not considered a chelik of the turban. Vayitra zok the Mishnah. The list continues. V'amarkoif shel zamar. Markoif is, we've had this before also, a play horse that the clowns used to use for their act. But apparently the singers would sit on this play horse and play. Another pshat in the Batanura, that this is some type of musical instrument on its own. If you hold it's a play horse, it's not makabel tumah, it's pshute klei eitz. It's not considered a kli medris. We learned about this earlier on, if you remember, in Perek Tes Vav, Mishnah Vav. Remember, we learned Hamarkav Tahar. So the Tres Yisrael explained over there that the rider of this play horse, the clown doing the act, isn't mamish sitting on the horse. He just looks like he's sitting on the horse. He's actually standing. Some say even if he was mamish sitting on it, the Sidri Taharis holds that way, but it's only for an act. He's not really using it for an actual chair or bed. So the fact that he may be sitting on it for the act, that's not enough to make it Tumas Midras. The Mishnah continues, Urevius shel Aloyas. So Aloyas we had earlier, the crier, the wailer by the Levaya. And this Revius was actually a pair of long wooden sticks, and it was an instrument that they used. Whoever was hired to cry used this like to bang. It was Ma'ir Bechia crying. Ugenoigenes. Ha'ani, Gnoigenes is a pouch. It's the poor person's pouch. Basically, he finds himself a piece of leather and just folds it up. We spoke earlier about the pouch of the shepherds. That was already designed. This ani can't even afford it. Vaita says a mission of a Samaychas Hamita. These are beams that support the bed. It shouldn't fall. Samach means to lean on or to support. The bed leans on this. But the fus shel tfila. Says about Tanura Kamai, the fus shel tfilin. And this is, the batim machers had this. And so they made the batim for the tefillin. They pressed the skin onto this, like, form. So the tefillin shall rush at one kind of form, because they're four separate boxes. Tefillin shall yad a different kind of form. It's not makabel tumah. It has no base kibble. And it only serves the tefillin as it's being made, not afterwards. So it's not considered a chelik of the tefillin. Vaiter ve'emum shall oisei susais. Again, emum is a form. Susais, or singular sus, samach vav saf, as opposed to samach vav samach, which means a horse. Samach vav saf means a baggage. Maybe you remember a pasuk, kibes bayayin levusha yavadam anovim susai, the bracha of Yaakov Avinu. Going to be so wealthy, going to wash his clothes in wine, with the juice of grapes, is susai, different types of clothes. So this defus, this form is not makabel tumah, same reason. It's only used as you're making it. It's actually like a dummy, and the weaver wove the clothes around it. So all these cases, for different reasons, Harelu Tahirim, some of them because they don't have a base kibble, some of them because they only serve the kalim. some of them because they're connected to the ground. We'll run through it quickly soon. Now the Mishnah gives us a rule. Kol mishamshei mishamshav shel adam. Any keli that's used for other kelim. And those other kelim are used by people. And if those other kelim that are used by people are roi lekabel tumah, but this keli that serves that keli is, let's say, pshute klei eitz, it doesn't have a base kibble, or pshute klei ar, it's a plain piece of leather. So the rule is as follows. B'shas melacha u'shaloi b'shas melacha. If the way these things are used is that it serves the keli when you're working with the keli and when you're not working with the keli. Let's say a cover you put on the keli, whether it's full or whether it's empty, the din is tummy. It's roi to be makabel tumah, just like the keli itself. It's considered a chelik of the keli. V'chol she'enai, if it doesn't serve the keli, ela b'shas melacha, only during melacha. In other words, you'll only put it on the keli when it's full, not when it's empty, let's say. And it is tar, it's not right to be mekabel tumah, because then it's not considered a chelik of the keli. How many items were mentioned in this Mishnah? Were you counting? Okay, let's see. The first one was a malkoit shel bakar. They blindfold the animal with, so it shouldn't be distracted. Rather, some say that's not a blindfold, but it's a piece of skin, as they have to Rambam, that they put in back of the behemoth. And that's in case the behemoth does what behemoths do, it should catch it and not fall on the tefuah. Then we spoke about a muzzle, and we are reminded that you're not allowed to muzzle a behemoth, but in this case you could, because that particular tefuah would be hurtful for the behemoth if he ate it, or maybe it was truma. We spoke about a madav shel devirim, a keli that you put underneath a basket where the beehive is, and they would burn some unpleasant things so that the bees should want to leave, and that the owner of the beehive can go take his honey. Fourth item in the Mishnah, a menafa, that's a fan. Not an electric fan. You have to fan yourself. That's how they used to do it. So he said those items are tar. They're not roi to be mekabel tumah. And in regard to the chafetzim we just mentioned, it's because they don't have the tzura of a keli. It's not like, you know, a person that doesn't know what you use it for would know, oh, this is a muzzle. Oh, this is they're pieces of hide. They're used for different things. Okay, item number 5 in the Mishnah. Cover of the jewelry box. That's tame, because that's always together with the jewelry box. You never leave it open. And therefore it's mekabel tumah, just like the box itself is. Item number 6 in the Mishnah. The cover of a kamtara. Remember what that is? Chest of begadim. That's tahar. Because if there's no begadim in the chest, you don't use the kamtara. Item 6, 7, and 8. Cover of a regular chest. Cover of the teni. Remember what a teni is? The woven basket. And the press that the carpenter uses to straighten out the wood. Number 9, vakeses shetachas hateva, we learned about. This is a cushion that's put underneath the chest. We want to protect the chest. You'll see sometimes when people keep things in basements, they keep them on little pieces of wood. Sometimes because you're scared of a flood, and sometimes it's pushed, the dampness of the floor is going to ruin the item. Then we spoke about a kimroin, that was item number 10. That's like a teepee kind of umbrella or cover over the chest. Item number 11 in our Mishnah spoke about leather cases for a Megillah, meaning not necessarily Megillah Sester. Other Svarim. 12, 13, and 14, the covers for a door bolt, lock, and the metal tube that you put the mezuzah in. So the door bolt and the lock, when I say door bolt, by the way, that means the pole that you put behind the door. You lean it up against the door, it clicks into a lock, and that prevents you from opening the door. I remember in my days, they used to still have such a pole. All right, so this is not mekabel tumah because it's connected to the ground. Next, 15, 16, and 17. A case for the musical instrument called the novel, musical instrument called the kinar, the head, the form of a head that the turban makers had. So again, the cases for the musical instruments are not mekabel tumah because they weren't used to carry them around. They were only stored in them, but you couldn't lift the musical instrument and carry it with these particular types of cases. The turban head was only used to make the turban. It wasn't part of the turban. 18 was a play horse. So it's pshute klei eitz. Maybe it should be tumas moshev. It's miyuchet to sit on. So some say that the clown or the musician didn't actually sit on it. Some say even if he did, it was only part of the act. It wasn't real sitting. 19 was the kind of sticks that the woman who wailed by a levaya, she was hired to do this. That's not makabel tuma. 20, the ani's pouch. It's not a real pouch. It's just a piece of leather that he folds over. 21, the supports for a bed. 22, the form that they would make the tefillin on. It was like a box, and they pressed the skin of the tefillin, the hide. Shorash obviously had a different kind, because Shorash is four put together, and the Shayat a different kind. But Lamaisa, it wasn't used to put things inside. It was only used to make the tefillin. 23, according to my account, is the Emum Shal Oisei Susais. So some kind of a mannequin or a dummy of garment weavers. They would weave the clothing on this. In all these cases, the lach is tahirim, but again, each one may have different reasons. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us the rule: anything that is meant to serve kalim and those kalim that it serves serves people. And this keli that serves the kalim that serve people, it's used whether you're actually working with that keli or not. For example, a cover. This particular cover is used when the keli is empty or when it's open. That's mekabel tuma. But let's say the cover to the clothing chest, which is only used when the clothing is there, it's only used b'shas melacha, not shaloi b'shas melacha, that is not mekabel tuma. Now this, says the Batanura, is pshute kleitz, but a klei kibbel is always roi to be mekabel tuma, and you can take a look here in the Mefarshim for much more about these cases.